Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
Did you see who might reconcile now? It broke my heart.
No.
God. Brittany and her dad.
Huh. What?
One breakup, and now she's already running back to her dad.
Back to daddy?
You really realize what a role the men in her life are playing, and
wow.
It's kind of sad.
No,
it's
yeah.
It's like her husband, Sam Asghari, who she just broke up with, disappears, and the first person she runs back to is dad, which means that every man is filling that dad role, and there is no independence.
There's nobody that can fill that role.
She doesn't know anything else. And so she's going to run back to the guy who's not looking out for her best interest, we don't think.
But it's her father.
But it's her father, which is the problem with abusers, right? Is like, you still love them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people can't. This is the whole issue. The what people go through mentally with you don't want to.
It's Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. So
it's her dad though. Like who does it? In a nutshell, everybody primordially would want to go back to their parent, other protector.
It's the baby,
quote
in
unquote,
you.
The baby. Exactly. It's that innate desire to go back to the shelter that you knew your whole life.
She does everything to get away from him, and then the second her marriage falls apart,
runs back.
The only place she has to run is back to dad. So it's like he was the one doing everything. It's like it's a safety thing, even if it's not healthy.
She just went right back to the conservatorship.
Uh-huh. So
I'm not trying to laugh, but you come on, like you just went right back to the situation.
Well,
everybody was just begging you to get out of.
Some people are saying that Jamie Spears might be ill. I don't know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The sister?
No, the dad. Remember the dad is named Jamie.
You scared me for a second. No. I was like, wait, I just seen her do Zoe 102 or whatever that movie was called.
Not Jamie Lynn. Jamie Spears,
the
her father.
Who Jamie might, Lynn is named after.
Which might lead to why Britney's trying to reconcile. But no, Britney, no. Run.
Run,
Britney, run. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Wepa.
I was going to say, it's Wednesday. You better represent.
You know. Yes, I.
Not only is it Wepa Wednesday, it's hot as hell outside. Can we just.
Bruh.
I knew it was going to be hot, but I didn't know we were going to start at 6 a.m. And when I went outside, I was like, geez, like this is my windows were already fogged up in my house.
It was bad, dog.
It's hot.
I stepped outside.
Yeah.
Glasses fogged over immediately. Glazed. I didn't make it a step out the house before just.
The second you walked out, glasses. Oh, my kids
done.
Are going to have a day with the heat then.
Done.
Because they're both glasses wearers.
Both lenses said. I was like, oh my God, what happened?
It's so relatable.
It was crazy. I almost went back inside and cranked the AC lower. I was like, oh. And I'm sorry to say it. Ali,
what?
I'm going to apologize to you right here, right now, on air.
What?
I made a grave mistake.
Which was what? You forgot deodorant.
I did.
How did I guess that?
I did.
How did I guess that?
I forgot deodorant.
Wait, though.
It's the worst
day. Hold on. Hold my beer. Hold on. Give me a minute.
It's the worst day. I hold your seltzer. It's the worst day. We're not drinking on there. You know that.
You did hold my seltzer. Hold my seltzer.
You got deodorant?
Now give it back. Okay, give my seltzer back.
Okay, there you go.
Now, let's see. I finally got a new purse, which was a whole ordeal.
Do you need me to open that one too?
No.
What is that?
This is Dove Ladies Deodorant. Ooh, you in or you out?
What's one of my favorites?
You're more than welcome to put it on.
Dog, I ain't gonna lie.
Even though you have hairy pits, you're more than welcome to use it.
I don't mind using a ladies deodorant, man.
Maybe.
I actually enjoy the scent a little bit better. Pomegranate, lemon, verbena.
Well, we're women. Is that why I smell good sometimes? It's really, it's my deodorant.
This smells scrumptious-diddly-umptions.
Well, listen, you smell
fine. I might have
fine.
To borrow. Okay, but I feel okay for right now.
You smell fine, but you know where the Dove deodorant is.
I know where the Dove is.
If you need some deodorant.
I'll flap on over if I need to, freshen up the
hell,
the
I
parts.
Might need some. Even though I put some on when I woke up, it's hot as hell already.
It's already gone. Woo! It done melted, dog. It is a hot day. The heat index is supposed to be like 110,
and
fam.
God, I'm going to have to take this sweatshirt off. What was I thinking?
We're not. I told you you look crazy walking in here like that.
I have a tank top on under, and I know you're like my brother, but I feel naked when I take off the sweatshirt.
I mean, I feel you, dog, you know, but I mean, at the end of the day.
I know you don't care, but it's just like, you know, I feel naked.
It's going to be 110 degrees feeling like today. The heat exhaustion is about to be real. The haze and humidity is already out here crazy. I ain't Rob Haswell, but I might as well be out here the way it feels like the weather is just on your body.
Like, the air's on in here, and I'm sweating. Like, I didn't even do anything and I'm sweating.
Might as well slide that bad boy all the way over to cool.
Why am I so hot?
Because it's going to be a scorcher. Sheesh. It's about to be a bad day.
I am hot in here, which is worrying me that I'm hot.
You have to be conscious of the fact that like dogs, pets, kids can't even be like outside right now. How do you manage on a day like this?
So my girlfriend hits me up yesterday and says, you want to meet at the pool at the Princeton Club?
Yeah.
I said, I can't. I have a really good friend in town. I got a doctor appointment. Too much stuff going on.
Yeah.
She says, meet me tomorrow, meaning today.
Today?
And I go,
one of the worst days?
I go, you think we're going to want to be outside tomorrow? Like, and she goes, isn't that where you should be when it's
tomorrow?
Hot? I go, but it's going to be so hot. She goes, right. So the pool. And she kind of made me question myself because in my mind, I thought it's going to be too hot
too
to do
hot.
Anything. And she's going, no, that's where we should be. And
no.
I go, the concrete's going to burn us in 5 seconds.
You're not going to be able to step on anything. You leave your flip-flops out too long and they go burn the bottoms of your feet.
And she goes, so what? We can't wear flip-flops? That was her thing. And I go, okay.
No, you can't. No, she's tripping.
Do you think we'll be at the pool?
She's tripping. And I do know, obviously, shout outs to the Princeton Club. They got an indoor pool too, but that mug's about to be packed because nobody's going to be trying to be outside. And I understand it's one of the last days before the outdoor pools close, yada, yada. Don't matter. Today is too dang hot.
Yeah.
Too dang hot.
I'm with you.
But how else do you cool off in that kind of weather? You know, I almost went back inside and cranked that AC for real. I wasn't playing.
It's going to be hot. Like, what's it going to feel like, 112 or something today?
Yes. Over 100 degrees with the heat index. You ain't going to be able to really mobilize with yourself like that. Somebody's tires are going to melt. I guarantee it.
No. Now you're getting dramatic. Okay, now he's being dramatic.
Okay. Maybe a little dramatic.
I would think I would burn pretty quickly in this type of heat. Like, even if we go to the pool, I can't be out there that long without getting sunburned in this kind of heat. The sun will kill me in this heat. A white girl like me, I'm done.
For real. Like,
I'll be like roasting like a pig, dude.
All jokes, but it's not a day to do like yard work, none like that.
No, it's not safe.
I know, it's not safe at all. It's not even supposed to be cloudy. It's supposed to be just all sun beaming on your body like that.
So what do you do then on a hot day like this? Because the other day we were at the zoo and they were selling Icy's.
Ooh,
you know, the popsicles.
Bollies. We call those bollies.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what it means, popsicle, in Spanish?
I think it's the brand. Mm. It's like a brand name that has just translated, like Kleenex for tissues. It's bollies.
Forget what I asked then. Got it. We bought some popsicles because they were a dollar and they were giving money back to the zoo for it. And so that's like a classic hot day activity is popsicles and ice cream and pools.
Yeah, but today.
What else are people going to do? Like, how do you cool off on a super hot day like today?
Stay inside. Hang out in the basement. You go into tornado drill mode. Go into the basement.
Yeah.
And hide in the doorway.
Because that's where it's coolest anyway.
I swear.
It's hottest upstairs, let's be real.
No, for real. It's one of those days where you might need to take a couple showers just to cool your body off. Stay indoors. Stay in the shade.
We sound
limit
so
your physical
dramatic.
What?
I hope that all this is true because we're really, listen to us. Like, I'm with you, but I mean, we are going on a rant for 12 minutes about how you cannot go outside or you're all going to die.
Well, then,
like, that's what we sound like today.
Is somebody trying to argue it? I mean,
I'm sweating inside.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Also, you know, wearing a long sleeve hoodie for no reason.
I'm hot. I'm not even drinking coffee yet. All right. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls next. What do you do to cool off on a super hot day like today where it's 100 degrees plus? Popsicles?
Or do you not and just keep trucking?
Hide in the basement. What do you do to cool off on a super hot day like today? Going to feel like 110 outside, the heat index over 100. I mean, it's already outside. It's already ick.
Bruh.
You walk out and you're like, it already feels heavy to breathe. Your glasses fogged up right away.
Immediately.
DZ.
You're going to be able to cook an egg on the sidewalk. If you got asphalt, you're going to be able to crack an egg and because this is going to be 150 touching the ground. No lie.
Let's go to Lisa in West Dallas. And we are going to reconvene tomorrow about how dramatic we were. If we were on point with how dramatic we were about the heat. We will discuss tomorrow at the same time, just for the record. Okay, so Lisa in West Dallas. Lisa.
Morning.
Good morning. She's already out and about this morning, so she knows what it feels like outside.
Oh, dang, Lisa. Oh.
Girl.
I left the house at 4 a.m. just so I could be done with work by 1 today because I work in my car.
Oh, no.
You better fill up for that air conditioning,
I
boy.
I swear.
Oh, I haven't had to put it on yet. We're going to hope we can make it till like noon.
Wait, you haven't put your air on yet? Are you out of your mind?
No. Here's my tricks, okay? I have a cooling towel, like a microfiber one, a nice mission one.
Yeah.
So
and dunk it in some water.
I have, yes, like a metal, big metal refillable thing, insulated, full of ice water.
Yum.
Okay, so you got water and a towel. Now what? What else? Tell me more, because Lisa, the math ain't mapping.
You don't think that's enough?
I need air conditioning.
Flip-flops, a tank top, and shorts in my car. Windows down, air conditioning not on.
Windows
cooling
down.
Towel.
You
cooling
brave
towel.
With air, you still put the windows down. That's a ballsy move today.
Nah, but she got the cooling towel wrapped around her head.
No, I don't have the air conditioning on with the windows down. I don't need it on yet.
Ooh, I'm saying you're crazy for not having the air on.
Yeah, my AC went on immediately when I got
outside,
in the car.
I went, ooh, God, sticky out.
I can't run my car for 8 hours while on surveillance. My car.
I do feel that, but listen.
I don't.
I'm already knowing.
That makes one of us.
Lisa's got it on like a bandana, looking like the Karate Kid. Cooling towel tied up, just fresh.
In her car, in West Dallas, nonetheless.
Incognito, just, you don't know me.
This is going to sound horrible, though. I think I'm totally acclimated now because it's been a hot summer. I was outside last night at like 8 o'clock and I was actually cold.
Whoa, famous last words, Lisa. Yeah, I was gonna say it's about to heat up.
Do that
it
today.
Was damp and cold feeling last night, you know?
No.
I woke up hot in the middle of the night, Lisa.
Putting my hair up even as we speak. I'm
she's
so hot.
Acclimated for real.
I'm in air conditioning and I'm getting hot.
It honestly was warmer at 4 a.m. than 8 p.m. last night, though, saying.
True, that's true. But hey, take a page out of her book to stay cool today. Cooling towel and ice water, y'all.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Java Dave is next in line. We haven't heard from Java Dave in a minute.
Been staying cool.
He has, I guess. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
Where the hell have you been?
Oh, you know, just living life.
You know,
well,
Java,
that didn't
a little Java here.
As an answer. Where the hell have you been?
A little Java here, a little Java there.
Just living life.
A little Java everywhere.
Jiving,
Jesus.
jiving.
Hot. DZ, I'm dying.
You good?
No, I'm not. I'm in a tiny tank top with my boobs out. Now I feel completely inappropriate at work right now.
You
Aaron,
good.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm sweating like a pig right now.
I can bring you some ice coffee.
You had me an iced coffee.
Java, that might be the solution. What is your solution? Help Allie cool down, man. She's struggling.
I think the talk is convincing my brain I'm hot.
That you're hotter than it is?
Why am I sweating?
Maybe.
Well, look how anxious you are right now, too. That's going to get you pumped up. That's going to warm me up right there.
Me? Now, stressed about the heat?
You're all worked up.
Here's the trick. I work from home, so I ain't got to go into the city. I ain't got to go out to the elements. I'm out and about right now because I'm getting ready for this heat advisory. I don't want to leave my house for the next 2 days.
So what are you doing?
It's not supposed to be just today. It's supposed to be tomorrow, too.
Right.
Oh, God.
Right.
High 90s.
It's too hot for
this. Yep, it is.
So, like,
it is.
I told my girlfriend last night, I said, I'm going out to get whatever we need for the next 2 days. I ain't leaving anywhere. Hope to God our window unit doesn't blow out on us because we would be screwed.
Yeah, could you imagine people's ACs go out in this kind of weather?
I saw on Facebook the Dodge County Humane Society didn't have air. They were GoFundMe for air for the dogs before this hit. And I was like, the puppies don't
the puppies.
That freaked me out, upset me this morning. And I saw how much they had raised. So I'm hoping to God they got some air over there because that's the type
that
of things I think
fans.
About that really upsets me.
In those cases, businesses sometimes will step in and take
care
of it.
Just bring the dogs to my house, Dodge County. All of them.
They can hang out in Allie's basement.
I'll be like, what was I thinking?
Hey, be careful what you wish for. They might pull up on you. They somehow they got your address. They texted me. Somehow they got your address and brought all the dogs.
Just kidding.
But for real, they even canceled school today, dog.
MPS saw that,
canceled because it's so dang
hot.
You can't
send kids to school in this, especially with no air.
Right.
That is ridiculous. So anyway, Java Dave, we're running out of time.
What supplies you got, man?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm just going to be taking cold showers if I get too hot. Because when I get too hot, my trick is I go in the shower, take a cold shower, and then when I come out, I go right in front of the air conditioning. Mm-hmm. It's cold and it kind of hurts for a moment. But it's the same thing like in the winter. If I get too hot, I go outside and I freeze. Then I go back in and it feels good again.
Cools you off and dries you off.
It's like when you go to the pool and then you go into the sauna and you get out of the pool.
It's like a body shock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll close your pores up real quick and just poof, then you're good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good tip. Yep. All right, Java.
Thanks, Dave. And iced coffee as well. That's a good one.
Yeah. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Hey, I'll bring it.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, what's the problem today?
So, Priya wrote in. Priya got a problem.
Priya?
Priya.
Like the Prius, but Priya.
Okay, I'll explain. They want to be anonymous, and I was literally looking at a Toyota Prius.
Oh.
So, Priya.
You came up with the name Priya.
Boom.
I like it.
Priya.
So, what's the problem?
All right, so Priya wrote in and wants to stop her parents from giving the sibling money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was this my sister?
Oh.
But they would be yelling about me. They would say, Mom, my parents spoil me. Yeah, I'm the baby, remember. They're the oldest.
You are the baby.
So they're the ones calling Mom and Dad going, really? You gave Allison more on her check this Hanukkah?
More on her check this Hanukkah.
More on her Hanukkah check?
Why, because she needs it?
Oh, what? Well, she's the baby?
But
no. I want to hear this story, though. What's the story?
Said Priya said, neither my sister and I live with our parents anymore. We both graduated school, have had jobs regularly. But recently, my sister quit her full-time job due to poor work-life balance and now instead does odd jobs and sells things online. For the last few months, she's been having trouble covering her bills. Mm-hmm. So family has stepped in. On occasions, I have too. But the thing is that she can get too comfortable with family helping her and not taking care of her own responsibilities. Mm. The other day I was talking to my mom and she made the mention about how my sister asked for a substantial amount of money and my parents were going to give it to her. I want to talk to my parents about not doing so because I genuinely feel like she's just going to keep asking and taking and never paying anything back.
Right.
Probably end up ruining my parents and anybody else willing to continue to bail her out.
Hold on though, that's on your parents.
Ooh.
That's not on you.
Ooh.
But this is not what would Allie do. What would DZ do? Tell me.
How can I bring this up to my parents in a polite way and stop them from giving her more than they already have? Looking for honest advice, please.
Oh, I have something I want to say.
Priya.
What do you think?
This isn't a conversation for the parents. The parents will never stop parenting.
I was like, this is none of the kids' business. You can't tell them how to parent.
Yeah,
when you're one of the kids, can't tell the parent how to parent the other kids.
Yeah, it is. This is the kids' business. But
really?
I'll tell you
why.
I'll tell you how. This is the kids' business because this is a conversation you got to have with your sibling. There's a certain expectation that you guys were raised with. Mm-hmm. I feel like one of y'all is maintaining that expectation. The other one of y'all isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that conversation with your sibling and go, hey, chill out.
You're not appreciating.
You tripping right now. You were asking for way too much. You were doing way too little.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be bogus, but you can't keep hitting Mom and Dad for this.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to get rude, not trying to get disrespectful, but this isn't a conversation for Mom and Dad because Mom and Dad ain't gonna think about you as an equal ever.
No.
Parents will always be a parent.
Yeah.
Right? And they're apparently not going to listen to you.
No.
So you're not going to be able to.
That's why I'm like, you're wasting your time trying to tell your parents how to parent. Any parent's going to roll. I mean, we may reflect on it later and take it into account, but we're not going to look at you and go, you know what?
You know.
Thanks for the parenting advice, kid.
Nah, man, at all. And if it happens, fantastic. I'm sure it has, but few and far in between. This isn't a conversation for the mom.
I like
this
your
take.
This
isn't a conversation for the dad. You got to attack. Attack the sibling.
You had me at attack. You're speaking my language over there.
Nah, you got to have a full conversation, a real one-to-one mm-hmm. with your grown sibling as an adult, grown to grown, and be like,
okay.
You can't keep doing this. And the amount you asked for is ridiculous. Bro, you're gonna have to get a payday.
And you hope they listen.
Get a payday loan. You're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have to scrap. You're going to have to fight. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to bootstrap this one. I don't know. Like, you get too comfortable too quick. And if your sister knows this, it's because she knows you.
Mm. She has to have respect for the sibling,
and
though.
Sure.
To listen. People can give you advice. You got to respect
them. You know that's hard when they blood relations and y'all got so much, you know.
That's why I'm saying.
So
your
much
family tries
history.
To tell you what's up. You're like, okay, eye roll.
Yeah.
But I do like that you're saying step up, talk to the sister, not the parents, because that's where the issue is.
I think that's the best course of action, but right. I mean, that's just me.
414-533-1037. You can text or you can call and we will discuss next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
It's a sibling problem today. Mm-hmm. Parents are spoiling one sibling, giving them too much money, right?
Priya got a problem, and she's trying to stop her parents from giving her sister substantial amounts of cash to help help her get by, pay bills. She is just getting too comfortable, though, and her sister...
She's taking it for granted, and it's actually... You think it's not helping.
No, Priya doesn't think it's helping.
And, they're enabling.
Wants to tell her parents to stop giving their sister money.
All right. Let's go to Tony this morning in Racine. We're always a little scared of what Tony's going to say. Let's be real. Because it's Tony. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tony also asked if he was allowed to change his theme song for calling in 5 days in a row, to which I said, absolutely not.
Boo.
So anyway, Tony, what do you think about What Would DZ Do today?
Don't shame me on air.
Denied.
Right, dang.
Denied.
That was a private conversation.
Was it?
He asked upper management. Off the books.
I am upper management, okay?
And you brought it on the book, I see.
There's only one thing upper about you, Allie, and we can't talk about it.
Oh!
The hell we can? I paid for him. We can talk about it.
Check out our Facebook.
Facebook Live. Anyway, Tony, what would you do?
I would tell her just leave it alone. I mean, their parents are grown. They know what they're doing. Mm. You know, it's their financial decision to help somebody, and it's their responsibility to talk to their child, their responsibility to care, their responsibility to deal with it.
That was kind of what I said.
I don't think she should worry about it.
It's not the kid's
got her
problem.
Stuff together.
Yeah.
How tough?
It's their money, not hers. It's not her problem.
Yeah, but that's a tough sell to let your parents keep helping and helping and seeing them just continue on and on and
but
on.
But you can't control that. You can't stop other people from giving out all their money as much as you want to.
You gonna let your parents go broke trying to help your sister
no,
out?
No, but it's none of your business. It's none of my business what you do with your money, and it's none of my business what my parents do with their money. It's none of my parents' business what I do with my money. That's it.
I agree.
Do you not agree, really?
Kids. No, I
you
don't
think
agree.
It's your parents' business where your money is as an adult?
It's kind of just like, I don't know, like money makes everybody awkward. Money makes everybody uncomfortable. Having those conversations is a tough time.
Well, yeah.
I get that. But you got to do it, man, especially nowadays. And with family, it should be even easier. I think it's rough, and you got to be able to feel comfortable going to somebody and saying, this is too much.
Mm.
You know, not saying
sure
stop giving them money.
Talked about, though.
You can't make them stop.
No.
You can't make them stop,
I'd
but you can have that conversation and go, listen, y'all are doing a little too much. Because as a parent, you're going to keep going and going and going and giving to your child, and you're going to give everything. We've seen it happen. You're going to give everything.
I'm not saying it's okay.
And ruin yourself.
That we want them to be ruined. I'm saying it's none of your kids' business. If you do ruin yourself, it's your problem.
Maybe
like, that's what I'm saying.
Their family dynamic is open like that. Tony, I don't know, man. Your advice is crazy. So is Allie's.
No.
DC thinks everybody needs to know what everybody's got money-wise. I say, hell no, dude.
Ain't anybody loaded like DC. I'm sorry, man.
Nobody said nothing like that. Tony, I'm broke, baby.
Tony's smutting on you. Like, okay, rich boy. Tony, we gotta go. Thanks for calling.
Later, fam.
Michelle is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
You have to follow Tony. I'm sorry.
You gotta save it. Please give better advice. How do you suggest?
What the hell? Tony's advice. I said, please give better advice.
No, your advice was all right.
I got you. DZ, I got you on this one.
Thank you. Thank you. What's
go,
up?
Michelle.
So I've had kind of a similar situation, but it was me the one that was giving out the money.
Okay.
So this was to my old boyfriend's parents.
Oh, well, already I'm turned off. Already, Michelle, right? I'm like, why? But go on. Go on.
And then also to my daughter.
Well,
that's the one we should talk about, the daughter, because this is the dynamic. How old was the daughter giving her money?
Well, she was rebellious, so she'd been asking for smaller amounts frequently, but not paying it back.
She was
it's
what?
Like a,
was she an adult?
Like asking for smaller amounts. Over 18.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to know.
You know.
Yes. Okay.
Not as much significant, so it didn't really matter, like, the smaller amount.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't pay it back, so I was just like, okay, no big deal.
It adds
if
up,
it
though.
If it was a large amount, if that was a larger amount, I would make her pay it back.
Right.
Well, it is when you add up all the small ones.
It turns into a big amount. It really does.
Yeah.
But no, so what is your experience? How did you end up figuring the situation out, Michelle?
So she doesn't ask me for money anymore. because I encouraged her to leave the job that she was in, and I actually told her to be a CNA, and she got that done really quickly, and now she makes good money, and she's able to take care of herself.
Boom. Encouragement.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the conversation you need to have, too, with your sibling. Like I said, encouragement.
Anna in Milwaukee texted in, said, talk to the parents. Tell them they're not helping her. What is she going to do when her parents aren't there anymore? Well, that's the whole issue.
See? Were they just going to leave the whole inheritance to the sister?
Was the sister going to pick it up? That's not her problem.
Man.
Sister's putting too much on herself, in my opinion. Like, this is not your kid. This is not your problem. It's not your money. None of it is your problem.
You try to parent your siblings all the time.
I guess. Well, no, because I'm the baby, so I don't actually.
Well, you don't.
No. Like, leave me alone.
But you take care of each other, though. Yeah, and if your sibling needed some help, needed some type of guidance, you try to help them in the best way you could. Mm-hmm. Priya's just trying to help and not see her ruin herself, her ruin her parents, and her ruin everybody else's life.
I guess if no one else is complaining, why is Priya? Is the question I have.
Is this that sibling drama?
Like, why is it a problem? Like, if the parents aren't complaining that they're broke.
I thought the mom was talking about when she's talking to the sister, when she's talking to Priya about her sister asking, that was her complaining.
Yeah.
But they seem mad nice because they keep giving and giving, so they ain't going to say a bad word. You know what I'm saying, Michelle?
Well, somebody said whatever they give Priya, they should give the other sister as well. Well, yeah. I mean, in a perfect world, that's how everything would be fair. Mm. I couldn't agree more, but that's a perfect world. Life sucks.
Life
and it's
does
not
suck.
Fair sometimes.
I think we need a follow up on this one because we ain't gonna figure this out. I want to know what Priya ends up doing because she got to do something. Letting go ain't it for me today, y'all. I'm sorry, but you can't just let this one go. I'm playing.
It's a let it go for me. It's a ain't your problem.
Let it go.
Let it go. Oh, looky.
What's that?
Here. I don't know. Do I have an echo or is it just me? It's just me.
No, it's just us.
Oh, that scared me.
No,
for
it's
a
just
second.
Me.
Oh, my goodness. 103.7.
It's just me.
Allie and Deezy had a panic attack that nobody understands but us. In our headphones, it sounded really weird there for a second.
Like, wait, is my voice?
No, it's us.
No, it's us. We good.
Okay, looky what we have here, my friend. Mm. It's going to be 900 degrees today. So thank you to Java Dave, thank you.
Gracias, papa.
You can say you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Java Dave surprised us with coffee, and he brought iced coffee today because it's hotter than hell outside.
Half my ice already melted.
Thank you for not bringing hot coffee today. I really appreciate that. It's going to be so hot outside. DZ and I freaked everyone out at 6:30 this morning by telling them they were all going to die if they went outside.
Don't step on the ground. You're going to burn yourself.
You're going to die. No, it is going to be really hot. You got to keep the pets inside. You got to check on the old people. Anyone without air, check on them.
For real.
Really, like, excessively scary heat warning today. So just be careful. Even the pool is going to be scorching.
You're going to want to throw some ice in that pool if you go in it today. Trust and believe.
Well, they were opening all the splash pads that were already closed, which I appreciate because there are kids who need to get out and, you know, get some water.
Burn some feet and energy.
So they got to get
burn
out.
Burn some feet and energy.
Wear some flip-flops so your feet don't burn on the concrete. But, you know, it's going to be a hot one today. Yeah. Yesterday, I went downtown for lunch because a good friend of mine is in town. I totally forgot the Republican debate is in town. Totally forgot.
That like starts today, no?
It is today, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I should know this because he works for one of the candidates. Nobody anyone knows, trust me. Which I mean in a nice way. I hope he's not listening. Damn, did I say that out loud?
But in a good political way, nobody knows.
He works for one of the candidates running for president on the GOP side, so he's in town for the debate, and we grew up together. And so when I found out he was in town, I went down and had lunch with him yesterday, and it was so nice because it felt like home, DZ. Do you ever just get around people that have known you your whole life?
Yeah.
And it's a different feeling. It's like family. Yeah.
It's family. You feel like you can just be yourself. Mm-hmm. You really don't got to think about the conversation too much either.
He knows way too much about me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good friend for years.
Yeah.
And that's it. He was just a friend and he knows too much.
Just a friend?
Just a friend. Mm-hmm. Always just a friend. Mm-hmm. Always. He's my only platonic guy friend on the planet. We've joked about this.
So is he playing the long game?
He's not. No, he's not. In fact, he was very good friends with an ex of mine. So it's not even weird. There's no weirdness.
That's one of the homies.
He and I were friends first. He became friends. That's a topic for another day.
Interesting.
Which I'm fine with.
So he really is just a friend.
He's just a homie. Yeah.
Would you say he's just a friend?
He's just a friend.
Would you say he's just a friend?
He's just a friend. And I took him out to lunch at Cafe Benelux. And he was like, this area is so cool. He goes, where are we? And I go, the Third Ward.
Had he never been out here before?
He's been here like 5 times to visit me in the past 20 years. I go, you've been to all these places. You just don't remember it because it's been 10 years.
And the evolution in the last 10, too. Let's be honest. So much has changed within the city.
He didn't remember the public market. I go, the Milwaukee Public Market's right there. And I pointed across the street from Cafe Benelux.
And he went, huh?
Huh? And I go, and you're staying downtown. All of this is, he runs.
Walking distance, Papa?
He goes, I ran to the lake this morning. I go, you could have run to the market. You could have run straight there.
Would have been a better run. Less views, but more food.
How did it smell when you got down to the lake? So it was just nice to see a friend, and I forgot all that was even happening. So on the hottest day ever in Milwaukee, it's also the debate, and a lot of people will be downtown for that. If you see all these suits, and you're like, what is going on?
Hot day, hot conversation. Could you imagine being out there in a suit? Full-on suit?
Arguing about politics on top of it? Ooh. Actually, yes, I could.
Keep the towels ready. Somebody go faint today. For real.
Yeah. Am I the Jerk is coming up next, and it involves someone who wrote into the show. They're upset about, ironically, their ex and a friend hanging out. Ironies. I didn't even set that one up.
Nah, it just worked out like that, huh?
That's weird.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. We'll get into Am I the Jerk next. Kiss FM.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Right. Today's involves someone who's mad at their best friend for hanging out with their ex-husband.
This sounds so crazy.
Yeah, well, it happens. And I got triggered a little when I read this, I'm not going to lie. You ready for it?
I don't know if I am, but here we are.
Melissa wrote in. I hope that was okay. Was I supposed to use the name?
We did
Whatever,
now.
Whatever, we did now. Melissa said, hi. Am I the jerk for being upset that my best friend is hanging out with my ex-husband? The only reason I know that they're hanging out is because of my kids telling me. I've asked her about it, and she says it's because of our kids being friends, and sometimes the day that they're with their dad, her kids want a play date. And so I told her it makes me really uncomfortable, but I just can't bring myself to be the person to tell her to pick sides in the divorce. So she continues to do it, knowing it's weird for me. Last week, according to my oldest, my 7-year-old tells me everything without any questioning on my part. That's true. She was over until after midnight. It's weird, right? I don't believe anything's going on other than friendship, but I don't think I would ever do that to my best friend. Girl code. Thanks for letting me rant, and please give me your honest advice. You guys are the best. Am I the jerk? She said that so we'd pick her side,
Even though you're trying to butter us up.
I'm already on your side, Melissa. Is Melissa the jerk for being mad at her best friend for hanging out with her ex-husband? This is a hot mess. One, you are not the jerk, in my personal opinion. You've talked to your best friend. You've communicated. It makes you uncomfortable. She doesn't care. She's using the kids as the excuse. Why your best friend's at your ex-husband's house till after midnight? Shady. I would throw my hands in the air and go, shady!
Man.
I think something's going on with them, don't you?
Nah, man. Come on. We can't impose that on the situation.
Can't?
They're divorced at that, too. I'm assuming that the friend is also single. So I feel like on that end, it really doesn't matter that much. And if it's for the kids' sake, let the kids kick it. Why do you have to pick a side in the divorce? Why do we have to do that? Why can't you remain friends with both parties?
Well, because you were best friends with the girl. That's why.
That's what she's
saying. You were friends with her, not him at the end of the day. And if it comes down to you having to choose, you're going, well, I'd rather be friends with both of you. Your relationship with her is not that important. Let's be real.
Well,
if you're like, I want to be friends with both of you, you don't care that much about the wife.
Well,
no way.
Dang. Well, I
disagree.
Because
you would respect her opinion if she's saying, this is hurting my feelings and making me uncomfortable that you're hanging out with my ex all the time till midnight at his house, and she's going, what? It's for the kids. It sounds like a great deflection.
It feels irrational. Like, what do you, unless you're genuinely concerned that something is going to start off between them two, it's an irrational fear to have.
I think there is something going on, but that's just me.
Well, if there is something going on.
The naive left my body after I got divorced, and I started learning how shady people actually are. And I'm like, yeah, a little shady here. She's having a great time.
And the ex definitely isn't.
Oh,
if
man.
It's for the kids, let it be for the kids. But if she thinks something's actually going on, then she shouldn't try to be like, oh, it's made me uncomfortable. No, say what it is. I think something's going on.
She's also caught up in the you expect people to treat you the way you treat them. And that's where we all get hurt. Like, just because I wouldn't hang out with your ex-husband if you got divorced and say it was for the kids. I would say, oh, this makes you uncomfortable and I wouldn't do it. And so Melissa's hoping the best friend would go, oh, I didn't realize. Let me stop. And the best friend's like, nah, I'm good. I'm still going to hang out with your ex because I don't care,
right.
Which makes her the jerk. So Melissa, in my mind, is not the jerk for being mad at the best friend for hanging out with the ex.
I'm leaning towards she is a little bit on the jerk side just because
you think she's being petty.
You think she's being petty and she's trying to make her pick a side when it ain't about them, it's about the kids. Let it be.
414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. Is Melissa the jerk for being mad at her best friend?
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Melissa wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for being mad her best friend is hanging out with her ex-husband all the time. She only knows about it because her 7-year-old tells her everything. And so she said something and the friend didn't seem to really care. So she feels like something is a little shady. She said, I don't believe anything's going on other than friendship, but I don't think I would ever do that to my best friend. Girl code.
What's the girl code behind
not
that?
Hanging out at your best friend's ex-husband's house till midnight. That's the girl code.
Y'all aren't going on dates.
Doesn't matter, it's your ex.
Y'all aren't doing anything. Y'all are letting the kids hang out.
Off limits.
So the kids can no longer hang out unless you're the ones with the kids?
Why did honestly, I've dropped my kids off to play with play dates. I don't always have to be there, for the record.
Everybody parents differently.
The friend is hanging out with the ex-husband till after midnight. That's all I'm saying.
You call it what you're seeing. I'm seeing it. Different.
I think she's allowed to be upset. I don't know. Let's go to Norma, though, first of all. Norma, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. And you guys?
Doing good. Norma, talk to us. I mean, what do you say? Is Melissa the jerk?
We do not agree today.
No, she is not a jerk.
Melissa's not a jerk for being mad that her friend's hanging out with her ex-husband?
Not at all.
Okay.
She needs, if that is her best friend, she needs to have this conversation with her. It's fine, yes, you know, maybe at appropriate times she can hang out with them and the kids. However, at midnight, I think Melissa's being a little naive.
I agree with that. I think something's going on with those two, 100%.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
Not even a question. Yeah. Otherwise, she wouldn't be throwing her friendship away with Melissa if there wasn't. There's right. Something that is
you
in
think,
it for... Uh-huh.
You
yes.
Think she's throwing the friendship away?
Yes. Don't you, Norma? Yes. I think if she cared about the friendship, she would respect that the friend's like, this is making me uncomfortable, but she doesn't... She said her friend didn't really seem to get it. She was like, no.
Since Melissa called, girl code has got to be girl code?
Yeah. It's her ex-husband. Yeah. It's not
pulled
even an ex.
Card.
It's an ex-husband. It's not even an ex. It's a whole other layer with kids.
All right.
I mean, we're not talking about the guy you dated for 2 months. We're talking about an ex-husband. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, so.
And why?
Right.
So, note am I saying, no, not the jerk. You got all rights to be mad, boo boo.
Right. And shouldn't the kids be sleeping at midnight? 7 years old? Come on now.
Wow. Ooh, yeah. They probably Latino kids, note am I don't know.
It was summer.
Ya tu sabes, Norma. Ya sabes.
It was a Friday night in summer. Let him live.
Norma with the added layer. She said, and shouldn't those kids be in bed?
Right.
Norma kicks it off, says, no, not the jerk. You can be mad. We appreciate your call, Norma.
Bye, Norma.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
All right. Next up is Christian this morning. Got to get a guy's take on this. Christian, do you think Melissa's a jerk for being mad her best friend's hanging out with her ex-husband and the kids?
Talk to us.
I'm thinking, yeah, she's a jerk.
Oh, you're on DZ side.
Hey,
you found one.
I found one. Hey.
It was the dude all along.
Leave your pole in the water long enough, you catch a fish, baby. Nah, Christian, why do you say she's the jerk? What's the word? Why do you think it?
I think, why should she care about what the ex is doing?
True.
Yeah.
The past. It's not.
Well, it's because it's her best friend hanging out with her ex. That's why she cares. Do I need to say it a different way, Christian? I mean, hello.
Yes, because it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. You can have a friendship with whoever you want.
So if one, let's let me think of one of my best friends. You know a few of my best friends now, DZ. Let's pick one of them in your mind that is now at my ex-husband's house till midnight. You don't think that's a little strange? You would think that was strange, and you know it.
Yeah, the midnight part does become a little unsettling. Well, it's like, why? You don't need to be there that late.
If any of my friends were at my ex's house, I'd be like, weird.
Y'all can hang out with kids during the day, because at night, hanging out with kids at night, maybe the kids were sleeping, you feel me?
And maybe they were Latino. Or maybe it was a Friday in summer.
Friday in summer and Latino. Christian's saying, why would it matter, though?
Yeah.
Yes, you're the jerk. It shouldn't matter that they're hanging out with the ex. If you don't think nothing's going on, you shouldn't be upset by it, and it shouldn't be a consequence.
Well, that I could get behind. If she truly believes in her gut nothing's going on, then what's the problem?
But you know that's Cap.
She thinks so.
That's Colin Kaepernick. That's Capicola.
It's weird.
That's baseball Cap. That's all Cap.
Somebody said, Melissa is not a jerk. I think it's an adult playdate.
Ooh. Christian. Ooh.
Christian said jerk. Thanks for calling,
Christian. We appreciate you, fam. Talk to you later, man.
Man. He said, yeah.
We're fine. We're split, though.
Well, good, because we got a spicy one on right now ready to come in the third position this morning. Amelia is in Milwaukee. Amelia, good morning. Are your kids up till midnight?
Only during the summer. Amelia knows what's up.
What do you think?
Oh, yes, I do, Dizzy. Yes, I do. I think she's not a jerk. And one thing is, once you break up, that's your right and die. You break up, we both break up with them. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Family, I think family's kind of different, because if you have kids with this, you know, family, whatever the history might be, that's always going to be relative. The family's always going to have respect. But when it comes to a best friend, that's uncalled for. And not only that, she spoke to her probably, who knows how many times she spoke to her and told her, and her friends being a little, I don't know, being all, you know, special at that moment.
Yeah.
That's when you gotta cut her off. Like, you know what? I've told you once, I told you twice, you're still acting like you don't know nothing.
Well, that's the thing. You know, she's the friend's playing with
Amelia's
her right now.
Amelia's on one.
She's right. Melissa told her friend.
Dizzy, especially coming from a Latina, that's one thing you do not play
with. Don't mess with your ex's man.
Yeah.
Or your best friend's man.
Yeah, I don't think many men understand when it comes to friendship or women. Men can be like, yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But when it comes to women, it's loyalty.
It's not what loyalty. It is.
She's right with the loyalty.
I've been in that situation before, and in the first relationship I was in, they're like, oh, they started going to my daughter's dad, kicking him with him and everything like that. I'm like, okay, you're supposed to be family. You're supposed to be my friend.
Yeah.
And then next, you know, once he got in a relationship, they tried to talk to me, you made your bed, you lay in.
Lying in my mama's.
Enjoy the sloppy seconds.
Well, it's the worst type of betrayal, because it's both of your best friends. Your ex would have been one of your best friends, mm-hmm. and your best friend would have been your best friend. So you got your ex and your BFF, and both of them are hanging out, and you only know about it because your kid's telling
your kid.
You.
And
I get it. That's the point I get. Like, any of my friends going to my ex-husband's house and staying there all night?
I'm hearing y'all. But I got a quick question. Would it be different?
Yes, what's the question? I like to answer.
Would it be different for y'all had the best friend or the ex-husband made the commentary themselves? Like, hey, such and such is coming over with the kids.
Yes, it would have helped, but I still would have been like, no, they aren't.
I still don't like it.
Amelia? Like, if she was like, hey, they're coming over, I would have been like,
On that part, with him being honest, like, hey, just let you know, this person's coming, blah, blah, the situation, whatever the situation is, he's being honest. Now, the best friend not saying that, now we got problems.
It's a betrayal by both.
I'm following y'all. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're deciding. We're saying Melissa's not the jerk today.
No, her best friend and the ex-husband are the jerks.
Okay. Amelia, we love it. Appreciate your call always.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Well, this will be interesting to see how this works out on Facebook.
Yeah. You know, Facebook be different.
Well, because this is what we have discovered about Am I the Jerk. People write into the show. But sometimes Am I the Jerk written versus when we discuss it sounds different.
Translates way different.
The same story written could sound totally different to people on Facebook. And even though it's the same story, there's no commentary with it.
And you know people are way more petitious online, too.
The keyboard warriors.
Come on. And this ain't ASMR. This somebody just going crazy on the clack.
I love your sound effects with the keyboard warrior. That's our sound effect. Oh, yeah, Facebook, what now? I got a profile with no picture just to show you how tough I am. What now?
Capital T-R-O-L-L. Troll. Oh, Lord.
Oh, it was a good day. All right. Thank you, everyone, for calling and your input. That is Am I the Jerk? Melissa's not the jerk. Oh, and don't forget, we have tickets to see John Oliver when he comes to town to the Miller High Life Theater today, 9:20 this morning. Oh, good morning. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Bye-bye.
Some big stuff happening around this radio station.
Big tings, big tings, mm-hmm. big tings popping, little tings stopping.
Mm-hmm. We are planning for something very big next month.
And, I mean, and it is big, big, and not trying it's to like huge. Like oversell it. No, this is huge.
It's huge. So it's official next month in September.
Mm-hmm.
All of us, me, DZ, everyone at this radio station and in this building is going to join hands. And we are walking at the More Than Pink Walk for Susan G. Komen. Yes, baby, Southeastern Wisconsin, it's go time. Because Susan G. Komen, it's a misconception. People don't understand. All that money's coming back to Southeastern Wisconsin, people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
over
baby.
The years, I got to listen to the nonsense from people. But we're helping people in our own community. So I'm going to clear it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Susan G. Komen, the More Than Pink Walk. You can join our team.
Get on the squad.
DZ, are we crazy for letting people join our team?
Did Allie just open up her roster to everybody?
Men and women.
Everybody can get on Allie's roster, baby.
I'm going to have the biggest roster in this city, baby. Men, women, your ex-husband, your ex-wife, all of them.
But not for real. You can join the squad. You could be a part of the all-stars out here.
And DZ, I don't know if you remember this. In the not early 2000s, probably 2005 and 6, I remember going down by the lakefront where the walk is for Susan G. Komen. And it was small. And over the years, it got built up. And there's just thousands of people that come out. And it's totally free, by the way. So if you go to our website and you want to join our team and walk with us next month, September 24th, that's a Sunday. Mm-hmm. We're going to be down by the lakefront. You just go to 1037kissfm.com because right there on our homepage, there's a link to join our team. And like I said, it's totally free. So it's not like you're going in to join our team and it's going to be $25. No,
nothing. It's you free. Just join. You literally could just join the squad.
Join our team.
And it is right there on the homepage too. Bang, you see it. Just look for the pink.
And then you show up and you walk with us.
Come kick it.
Hang out. I don't care.
Do whatever, but come support.
Yeah.
And even if you can't make it that day, you can still get on there and donate too. Like, there's ways to do it. And y'all know how it rocks, man. Yeah. You guys hit the link. It's going to take you to the page where it's going to break down all the information. But what you do need to know is that 7:30 on September 24th, you know where we're going to be.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be down by the lakefront, and we're going to be walking at the More Than Pink Walk for Susan G. Komen. Our team is called the Odyssey All-Stars because every station in the building is teaming up. We decided to do it together, not against each other.
Well,
because in the past we used to fight and see who had the strongest team. We're all having one team.
We would have won had we divided teams.
Well, that's what I told him. I said we're not going to do separate teams because I don't want to embarrass you guys.
Come on, man. We're trying to be a wholesome team out here.
DZ and I can build a hell of a roster.
You know what I'm saying?
and it's okay to show your boobs because it's for boobs.
Right up Allie's alley. No pun intended.
Every time we meet with Susan G. Komen, and they know what I'm talking about. It's about boobs, which is like the topic.
Well, we're fighting breast cancer, and we know what it is. You rocking your pink, we're going to be out there supporting a wonderful cause, man.
All jokes aside, for real, I got to tell you, DZ, I learned so much, you know, when I got my breast augmentation at a Loom because I got so many messages from women who actually have had to do it because of breast cancer, and I didn't realize how much work plastic surgeons, they do reconstruction, and they help these women, you know, kind of get back to themselves. And so that was kind of eye-opening for me because one in eight will be diagnosed with breast cancer. So look around and find eight women. That means one in those eight. So we look around this building. There's eight women in here. One of us would be, we'd be a statistic.
Honestly,
doing things to fund research and to fund, there's all kinds of things women have to, and men have to pay for when it comes to breast tests that are not covered by insurance. So they fight to get some of that, you know,
a mammogram and a mammogram.
Look, I'm going on and on because I could, and I want to advocate for breast cancer, but I don't have all day.
Yeah,
so,
but that's exactly what we're doing here, though, man. And you can, like you said, you can always go 1037kissfm.com, hit the homepage. Mm-hmm. It'll take you to them links. You can always donate. Mm-hmm. Right? What's our goal? It's like, I think our goal
a
is
billion.
20.
Did I say that out loud? $2.5 million?
$2.5 million?
I'm going to get in trouble for saying $1 billion is our goal. Go to 1037kissfm.com. Join our team. It's free. And then come walk with us or don't.
The page just went live. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So you could go online, check it out. Our goal is $2,500. Right now, now we got 161, so we need to get it up there. You know,
let me call my mom. Let me call Moneybags. Mom! I said what I said. Let me call my mom.
Said it with your chest.
Well, I lost an aunt to breast cancer. Like, I mean, we have a good friend in the building whose mom had breast cancer. We have another good friend in the building who just found out she's got the BRCA gene and she's been going through a lot. So there's, we all have someone we know.
We all have people in our lives. So, sometimes more than one.
Join our team. We're going to have a lot of fun. 1037kissfm.com, bringing that help back to southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah,
just
buddy.
So you know, helping women and men in Wisconsin, and we'll keep you updated. But go join our team. Have a great day.
Shout out Susan G. Coleman,
Susan
too, because we out here doing
we'll
that work.
Next month, it's on for sure. It's going to be a good time.
Now, check out the website and join the team, man. Don't be the last one on the roster.
That's right.
Nobody likes to be last on the roster.
Nobody. And it's free. What more? Free 99.
That's for me.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Britney Spears just recently broke up with her husband after a year of marriage.
Right.
Sam Asghari. Not a big surprise. Struggling with stability on the Britney front. She just came out of a 20-year conservatorship. A lot of crazy stuff happened. She accused her her family of abuse. Mm-hmm. But now they're saying... Now she is considering reconciling with her father.
Oh.
Even though he had her in that conservatorship for 13 years. And we finally got her out. We got her out of it. It's not we, but it is the internet. If the internet had not put a light on that, Britney would still be in that conservatorship. That was what caused people to step up and start going, this isn't right. Like, you're a grown adult. You are making millions. You are working every day on a residency in Vegas. There is no reason you should be in a conservatorship. You are a self-sufficient woman.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with anything that you said.
So it was weird now that she would want to reconcile with her dad.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been in and out of the hospital for months. He's not dying, but he's had some kind of infection on a knee replacement surgery.
Oh,
so he's been in and out, and then it's an issue with his kidneys. So they said she's been wanting to reach out. I just hope it's not because she needs now that dad figure. Now it was like Sam was filling that role, her husband. And
that
now
male
she,
strong role in her life that she feels like she's lacking or has lacked.
Poor thing.
Poor thing, for sure.
You know what? This is the problem with like parents or any kind of abuser in your life that you view like that is you still love them.
Yeah.
That's why it makes it so hard to ever cut. This is part of the issue people have.
When you have a force built up dependency, it's hard to break that.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you always have that dependency. And when you don't get it immediately from the source, you look for it from other sources. And when those sources go, you go back to the original source.
It's like going back to an ex. She needs better support.
Yeah. Can we get it to her,
and
though?
And it needs to not be her dad or a man that she's dating. It needs to be like real people that can help her.
Mm. Who do you
and
trust
they need
right
to stay
now?
The hell out of it. Somebody like Madonna or Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
I would call the other pop stars. I don't care how crazy they are. I'd be like, you're the only one that knows what I've been through. Come, help.
Hold me down.
Selena Gomez, help.
Can I live with
somebody,
you?
Somebody. Anyone.
Let's help each other out,
anyone
girl.
But her dad. That's all.
No, I feel that.
Yeah, that's the update. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. If you missed it, we are forming our own team for the More Than Pink Walk next month in September down by the lakefront. September
24th.
Oh, is it the 24th? In my
Pretty
own mind,
sure.
I went to 26 in my mind. I don't know why. You're right. 24.
Sunday, September 24th.
I should have just listened to you and shut my big mouth. Sunday, September 24th. Thank you, DZ.
Got you.
You can join our team, the Odyssey All-Stars. It's totally free to join the team. And just so people know, we are helping women and men in southeastern Wisconsin because men can get breast cancer too.
Mm-hmm.
So go to 1037kissfm.com. Feel free to join our team and walk with us in September next month.
You want to know why I remember September 24th?
Why?
Because that was Sammy, our son's original due date. But he was born 2 months early on July 24th.
So it sticks out.
So it sticks out. And I'm like, September 24th, which should have been his birthday.
But it's not. That's another topic. When kids were due versus when they came.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Owens should be a November baby. He's an October baby.
Oh, bad. There you go.
Yeah, we could talk about that another day, too, for sure.
Well, we'll find out because we're expecting the next one. And that might be a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, your next one's due very soon.
November. Due in November.
DZ, we're right up on it, man.
And we still ain't said what the gender is.
I said you have to do it when we go back.
Soon.
Will you do it after Labor Day?
Soon.
Maybe once everyone's definitely back in school.
I'm going to let my wife decide that one. I'm gonna let the boss decide.
Let me call her. Can you take the show for a minute? I gotta call Aaron. I'll be back.
I gotta make a phone call.
I'll be back. No, coming up next though, I have some news to share. I didn't expect to have this news to share today.
Oh.
But I went to the doctor yesterday for something totally random, and I came out with a new diagnosis.
Oh.
I have a disease. I'm not even being funny. I have a disease I didn't even know I had. Like,
what?
How I went my entire life without being diagnosed with this. But it weirdly makes sense when I tell you. The whole
Allie,
thing
are
is,
you okay?
No. I mean, yes. No, I mean, I'm okay. I'm totally fine. I'm fine, but...
You just said no.
Well, I'm fine. But what I found out at the doctor yesterday kind of blew my mind. I truly got diagnosed with something I never knew I had.
You literally said, yeah, I just got diagnosed with a disease, but I'm
okay.
Good.
But
I'm
no,
not
I'm
good,
okay.
But I'm good.
But I did. I'm not, like, exaggerating. I did, but I'm okay. Like, hold on.
Okay.
It's not a trick. I'm not tricking you.
Yeah.
I truly was at the doctor, and I will tell you the story next, okay?
Okay.
I promise. I had no idea. I had no... My whole life, I didn't get diagnosed. I added to my family history yesterday, DZ.
True?
I did. I mean, I'm laughing, but I'm not even being... there's no joke at the end of this. I truly went to the doctor, 103.7 KISS FM, yesterday. I left right as soon as the show got off. Because
uh-huh.
I said, DZ, I have an appointment with a dermatologist.
Right, I gotta go.
Yeah, which is a skin doctor.
Yeah.
And I've seen a dermatologist since I was a kid, because when I was a kid, I had really, really bad acne.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my parents taking me. And in hindsight, I'm grateful that I was able to have parents that could, one, afford to take me to a specialty doctor, like
yeah.
a dermatologist. And two, care about things like that, because when you're a teenager, acne can really affect your self-esteem, right?
True. I remember friends having
oh, yeah.
some self-esteem.
I went on Accutane, which was brand... I mean, this was a long time ago. This was a big deal, and it cleared everything up.
Yeah.
But fast forward, so I've always been to a dermatologist, but it had been like 5 years, and I'm a pretty fair-skinned white chick. Like, I need to be in the dermatologist, like, for real. Like, check me up and down, look at moles, make sure nothing's there. I've had stuff removed just
uh-huh.
because... I've got that sensitive skin, right?
Yeah, 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 of course.
I mean, I burn like that, and my kids are whiter than ever. Like, we are white, you know? So, you gotta use sensitive skin soap, like,
today,
you name
today
it.
Today is not the today, day for y'all to be out in the sun
no,
getting all spicy.
Probably not. So, when I went yesterday, he said, what are you here for?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'm here to get a checkup.
The general physical, doc. Look
said,
me over.
That's what I said to the dermatologist. I said, it's been years since I've really had an look-see up and down at all my moles and
yeah.
my skin, so
yeah.
we just give it a go. My dad's had melanoma on his nose.
Oh.
Yeah, so like, just check it out.
Okay.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, of course.
So the doc is like looking me up and down, and we're just talking about my history, and I'm like, oh yeah, oh, that's a scar. I just had an arm lift, you know, and oh, I had a tummy tuck, and I'm telling him my history.
Well,
over
because you hadn't seen him in a while, and they're like,
well,
okay, what's
never,
this scar
this
from?
New doctor.
What's that for? Oh.
It was a brand new setup.
Ah.
I was getting myself a brand new dermatologist because I hadn't seen anyone in years.
I'm following.
So I'm showing him everything, and I'm telling him about my body. I'm like, oh, this is a mole that got bigger. Oh, I had this removed, but this actually came back. Should I be worried? And I'm doing the every
pointing. Yeah, you're pointing at all the spots that you asked the doctor
yeah.
about.
And I said, and weirdly enough, I had this rash on my tummy, and I called my primary, and I thought it was something crazy, and they wrote me back and said it's just eczema. And I went, well, I've never had eczema.
Yeah, eczema.
You know what the dermatologist says at this
point? What they say?
I go, my son has psoriasis, but and the dermatologist goes, he goes, so do you. I go,
what?
No joke. I go, what?
What?
I go, you're joking.
It's like, hereditary, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
But here's the kicker. When Owen was diagnosed with psoriasis, because he struggles with it, he has it more on his scalp, and you just put like lotions and
yeah.
you use special shampoos.
Yep.
Kim Kardashian's very open about it, weirdly enough, about she gets it on her legs, and she wears makeup on her legs. That's
to
how splotchy.
Cover it up.
That's how splotchy it is.
Sure.
But it's normally on your joints. And so Owen has it bad, but my understanding was it came from his dad's side, because
uh-huh.
his grandpa on his dad's side has psoriasis.
Had psoriasis.
And I didn't know this. Has it.
Has,
it
has.
Never goes
not
away.
Past tense. Excuse
it's a skin
me.
Thing. It's autoimmune. It's there forever. So, but it's treatable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking this whole time I was blaming my ex. This whole time.
Nope.
Whole time. Like it came from your side. I said, I have psoriasis. He goes, oh, the only place I see it's on your elbows. I go, my elbows have always been weirdly dry, and I just blame myself. Like, it wasn't enough lotion.
You don't lotion enough.
He goes, but it's a joint, get it? That's why it's a joint where psoriasis tends to live more. And I go, it's not contagious or anything. I go,
obviously.
I go, I've had psoriasis for 40 years.
Your whole life.
I've seen dermatologists my whole life, and nobody's ever seen this.
Oh.
It was like,
yo.
So I immediately texted my sisters and mom, and I said, I'm adding to the family history. Newsflash.
We all might have psoriasis.
We all have psoriasis. Who knew? And they're like, no kidding.
I'm not laughing.
No, it's funny.
You.
I think it's funny because it's like, what?
It's very treatable. You know what I'm saying? But like to go that long and not knowing.
How did I never know that? And I've always had sensitive skin.
Mm-hmm.
And the only place it's ever been evident is my elbows. It's so weird, right?
And it's always been told eczema. You got eczema.
But it's just, well, I'd never even been told I had eczema until this year when I got that weird thing on my stomach. And so I thought, what is the deal? So I had to go home and I go, well, Owen.
Guess what?
We're together. We both have psoriasis.
Let me get some of that special lotion, Poppy.
I didn't know what it was. It sounds gross, but it's okay and it's treatable. We got this.
Whoa, dude. I don't do dermatology.
Have you ever been to
No.
one?
I didn't learn about dermatology until I was in like high school and friends were like, oh, I got to go to the dermatologist because of acne and stuff like that.
I feel like it's a extra. Like I was very lucky that my parents took me to one. It's like getting braces or any kind of extra that costs a lot of money. It can cost money to do those things.
And I never had braces. Never went to the dermatologist.
I never had braces either.
I got glasses out of the $10 bucket, you know, out of the
emergency.
Out of the Medicaid bucket. You know what I'm saying? Like that free insurance bucket.
So, actually, I do that too.
Well, because I would go through glasses like nothing when I was a kid. So all of these things, like I learned later in life. And then all of a sudden, I wasn't into my 20s when I realized people do dermatology visits regularly, like regular doctor's visits, just to get checked over.
Yeah, and as I get older, it's more important. And he asked me all the generals, like sunscreen. I'm like, every day, because every lotion for the past 10 years that I put on my face has an SPF already in it. They've evolved.
Really?
We've evolved in skincare. Like every woman should be wearing an SPF on top of whatever she's wearing.
I don't notice that.
Well, white women. I can't speak for anyone else, but you know what I mean.
I'm a brother. Afro Latino over here. I couldn't tell you the last time I put on sunscreen at all.
Yeah.
Well, the last time I burned.
Do you ever? Never.
I have. Yeah. Oh, over the weekend when I was golfing.
Well, today's not going to be a hot one.
The sun was spicy, so I was like, you know what, man? We were on the back nine of the course. I was like, you know what? Let me get a little bit of that sunscreen. I actually need it. It's that sports stuff. Sprayed it on my arms, but I've only burned once in my life. And I was in Colombia at the equator at a water park for 12 hours.
At the equator?
Yeah, well, it's in Colombia.
Colombia is near the equator. I should know this.
Yeah. So
damn it. I should know more about you and your history, Daisy.
All day long. Yeah. All day long, we were visiting family. We were at a water park, and I didn't put a lick of sunscreen on the whole day.
Yeah.
That next day was rough.
My
shoulders peeled. Let's just say that. Like,
I burned.
Yeah. It was a genuine burn, and I was like, what is this feeling?
Yeah.
Sunburn.
Ah.
Don't wish it upon nobody.
Now, one, you got to be careful, too, because skin cancer. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they're like lecturing me about you wearing sunscreen every day. I'm like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I love the sun. Is that a problem?
I want to be at the pool today. Yeah.
So I just had to share that because I was so blown away at my appointment yesterday that he's like, you have psoriasis. I'm like, huh?
How?
But it made sense because my kid has it.
Mm-hmm.
It made sense. And so as an adult, I feel like I've been diagnosed with more things because of either just technology or people know more or they see more and they get more. Like ADHD, diagnosed as an adult, went through all the testings for it. Now I'm finding out I have psoriasis. It's wild.
What else do we got?
It's like, what else? Come at me, yo. Like, what do you want?
Keep them coming. What else we got?
I don't know if anybody has anything they got diagnosed later in life and they were like, how did I get my whole life without knowing this?
What was your aha diagnosis?
Yeah, like what? Like 414-533-1037. Because you didn't think I was going to come back saying I have psoriasis.
No.
I literally thought I was going to be like, check out my moles, doc.
Okay, bye now. They said, no. Not quite. You got psoriasis.
Thank you. Destiny wrote in and said, Latin people don't go to dermatologists. They go see abuela.
For real. Get an aloe bath and you'll be all
right. I'm not opposed to the aloe bath. Well, I'll do that too.
You calamine lotion it up.
Take grandma's advice, whatever you need. 414-533-1037. We will talk about it next, whether it's a skin condition, something else later in life. But here it is, Kiss FM. I was completely shocked yesterday when I went to the doctor and found out that I have psoriasis, everybody. It's a skin condition.
You went in for a routine checkup.
It's an autoimmune, really, disease, but it has to do with your skin. And I know about it because my son was diagnosed, Owen was diagnosed many years ago. He kind of gets this patchy, flaky stuff in his scalp and a couple on his joints, more on his hair.
Oh.
But that's how he got diagnosed.
See, I would have thought that was dandruff, dog.
Well, sometimes it is dandruff, but with psoriasis, you can get a lot of...
Yeah. yeah. Big flakes.
Like his, you can see in his scalp. Right. If you look under his hair, that there's like a patch
More dandruff in one area than others kind of thing.
The point is, I attributed it to his dad's side. They had psoriasis on that side. I had never been told I have it until yesterday.
Well, if you guys are both carriers, of course,
it makes sense.
At least
it's
one,
genetic,
one of them is going to get it.
Of course, yeah. Should have known better.
Wow.
But Hudson's fine so far. But not you. I know. How random to get diagnosed with something that far in life. Let's go right to the phones, though. Tracy is in Oak Creek this morning. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
So it's kind of weird getting diagnosed with something 40 years into your life. And you're like, how did I see doctors and nobody ever noticed this?
Ain't nobody think to tell me?
Yeah. What happened with you, Tracy?
Right. So I'm 35, pretty far along in life. Mm-hmm. Multiple pregnancies. I had went for a routine appointment and found out that I had a congenital heart defect.
You're one of those adults. Okay, you know, I do a lot with congenital heart disease because of my friends Callie and Christine. Both have nonprofits because Callie lost a child to congenital heart disease. So
Project
she is thank you, shout out. She has educated me a lot.
Awesome.
And I am blown away by how many adults find out in adulthood that they have a heart defect, is heart disease. It's congenital heart disease.
How many times are you going to go to a cardiologist in your life, though, unless you've been told you need to?
And congenital means born with, so it didn't just pop up in her 30s. Like, she's had this her whole life, which is crazy that nobody ever found it.
So how did you get diagnosed?
Really, that's a good question.
I honestly went for I wanted a new primary care physician because I had got different insurances.
Okay.
And she was asking me how I was feeling, and I was just telling her, like, I'm very lethargic lately, and I have a 2-year-old, so she was just like, well, that could be, you know, a contributing factor.
Sure.
Well, it turns out, like, as we're having this conversation, she's checking my heart. She was a very new graduate doctor, so she's, like, thoroughly examining me.
Yeah. She's going above and beyond.
She's making sure her first few patients are A1.
And as we're having this conversation, she literally shushes me. And I'm like, okay.
Yes, doctor.
And then she's like, I'm going to refer you to this cardiologist. We're going to send you to, it was an EKG.
I got goosebumps.
And then from there, it just spiraled out of control, and I had to have open heart surgery.
Oh my gosh. Oh, honey.
I didn't think we was going there with this.
This is how, this is crazy.
We're going there. So when I heard this morning, I was like, oh my gosh.
You're like, I can relate.
Totally relate.
Well, and this is nothing. I have to go have open heart surgery. What you went through was way more intense, my Lord. Wow, Tracy. I mean, I just put some topical cream on my elbows and I move on with my life. You had to go in for open heart surgery. This actually happened to another friend of mine. A friend from, I'm not going to call her out, but a couple years ago, same thing. She had to get rushed into open heart surgery as an adult. Like, and no clue. No clue there was even a defect.
You don't even got time to process something like that.
But this is why I like young doctors.
No, they wanted to give me open heart surgery within like a week.
Afraid of young doctors because they think they don't know as much. Like, I feel like older doctors get set in their ways sometimes.
Yep.
I like the younger ones because
they just like rush through.
She's like, hold on, I just got out of college.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I ain't never had a doctor shush me, but if they were to, I'd stop. I'd be like,
exactly.
And then you pass out for not breathing. Okay, well, thank you for calling. I don't think anyone's going to top you going into open heart surgery.
No.
There are more people on the phone, but at this point, like, I don't even know where.
I think we got it.
I think we're good. Tracy, I'm glad you're okay. Wow.
Have a great day, Tracy.
Wow. Okay.
You guys too. Bye-bye.
Ooh-wee.
Wow. This song came on the other day in the car on Kiss FM, obviously. And Owen and Hudson go, Mom, it's your song. I go, it's our song.
Oh, you was raised on this too, boys.
You're going to like regulate just as much as me. Thank you.
It will be a bop for you too.
Yes, it will. 103.7 Kiss FM. And while I'm at it, here's some salt and pepper. No, let me school you some more. It's Allie and DZ, and we are giving away tickets right around this time every day this week because John Oliver is coming to town to the Miller High Life Theater. Yes, John Oliver does a stand-up comedy show. You've seen him maybe on his own show on Max, maybe the Daily Show. He's been on all, you know, he's a comedian. John Oliver going to be at Miller High Life Theater on September 29th. Somebody is getting two tickets right now. So I will take caller number 29, which was DZ's idea since John
John Oliver's going to be in town on September 29th. Right? 414-533-1037. You are going to see John Oliver at the Miller High Life Theater if you're color 29.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Kiss FM. Well, somebody is going to see John Oliver. 103.7 Kiss FM. Our girl, she owns her own theme song on this radio station because she called 5 days in a row and she was color 29. Anna in Milwaukee, look at you. Look at you. You go, girl.
No, and just the other day, she was talking about some, I be calling and I can't get in no more.
That's a lie.
Cap, Anna, you just won.
Anna, you get in just fine, girl. Okay.
You got your own theme song and you got John Oliver tickets.
Girl,
Let's go.
But who are you going to take? Because she's got two kids and a husband. Who are you going to pick?
Ooh. Probably my husband.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Hoes before kids. If that's a saying. It's not hoes before bros. Hoes before kids. Anna, hold on. We're going to get you hooked up. When did I throw you off with that one?
I wasn't waiting on that, man.
Hoes before kids.
That's not what I thought you was going to say.
I mean, normally I'd say kids before hoes, but for this time, it's the opposite.
Yo.
Your chance to win John Oliver tickets, same time tomorrow. Am I the Jerk is next, and it involves somebody who might be violating girl code. Just saying. We're going to do it next.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.